This is a download from BBC Radio 3 as part of our programmes of music and culture to mark the centenary of World War I. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Just how did Alexander Scriabin do it? In St. Petersburg, in Russia, Scriabin was composing music at the end of his life. He died of blood poisoning in 1915, that matches anything any composer was imagining in terms of creating a new but fully expressive language of dissonance and new sound combinations. Thanks to the conductor and impresario Alexander Silotti and his concerts in St. Petersburg, Scriabin would have heard fleeting glimpses of the modernisms of Debussy, Schoenberg and Stravinsky, yet he conceived his own world of musical narcotic power in a kind of creative isolation in the Tsarist conservatism of the city. Scriabin's very last completed pieces are these five preludes for piano, Opus 74 from 1914, and they crystallise his ambiguous world of heightened feeling, the world that Scriabin was living in. As Henry Wood remarked when he came to London in 1913, he looked far from well and seemed to be a mass of nerves. And the teasing question of these preludes, Opus 74, these five short portraits of extreme emotion that seem to hover over an abyss of some undescribable anguish, is just what the relationship between personal pain and social consciousness might be. That Scriabin saw things differently from his contemporaries in St. Petersburg is not in doubt. That's literally true as well, since the synesthetic Scriabin saw and felt music as colour, conceiving a whole language based on vivid combinations of musical hues. Scriabin wanted to change the world of aesthetics through his music, through the effect it would have on his listeners. But he never pretended to be a political seer or a prophet of coming catastrophe. And yet these Opus 74 pieces speak to the ambiguities of their time just as they do to ours. Here is fatigue, exhaustion, all eternity, millions of years, Scriabin wrote of the second piece, Slow and Contemplative. Most extraordinary of all, though, for me, is the last piece, Proud and Bellicose. It's marked in the score, yet it ends in doubt, pain, and irresolution. Thank you for downloading this podcast from BBC Radio 3. We'll be adding more programmes marking the centenary of the First World War over the course of the year. For more information, please visit our website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 3.